Shalom, my precious brethren. Welcome back. We are continuing on the topic, Guard Our Hearts. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you very much for bringing us together again. We pray for your Holy Spirit anointing and guidance as we continue on this topic. Lord, it is our desire to have a closer walk with you, and we thank you for what you have done on Calvary for us. Please forgive us for our shortcomings. We are very blessed to be able to enter into your presence and sit at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you be with us and your Holy Spirit lead us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. One of the key reasons we need to guard our hearts is it will impact our relationship with God. The condition of our heart are either draw us closer or push us away from Him. Matthew chapter 22 verse 29, Jesus answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. This is the story of Sadducees asking Lord Jesus regarding the matter of resurrection. As a child of God, we need to know two kinds of knowledge: the knowledge of the scriptures and the knowledge of the power of God. In order for us to know God Himself, we require dealings with God and dealings by God. When the wise men came to look for the baby Jesus, Herod called the chief priests and the scribes to inquire them. They were able to reply, in Bethlehem of Judea, they have the knowledge, but they did not go to seek for the Messiah. How do we know God? In the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus prayed to know the will of God. Gethsemane means oil press. The Lord knew He had to press out the oil there. He knelt and prayed, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's found in Luke 22 verse 42. The Bible tells us that he prayed the second time and the third time in the same fashion. He did not pray just once and let the matter drop casually. No, he prayed thrice, three times. And when he rose from that prayer, after he finished praying, he came to his disciples and said to them, sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners. When he prayed in Gethsemane, he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But when Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's slave, the Lord declared, the cup which the Father had given me, shall I not drink it? So during the time of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, the cup seemed to be yet doubtful, but after he rose from the prayer, he had no doubt about the cup which he was ready to drink. By praying three times, he was able to know God. He would not take anything for granted, but would seek to know Him through dealing with God in prayer. There in the garden, he dealt with God as well as he himself was dealt by God. There was a thorn in Paul's flesh. And suffice to say that it is very uncomfortable to him, and it pierced him like a thorn. He also referred it as a messenger of Satan, so it must be quite upsetting. Without the power of Christ, Paul Paul would not be able to bear this taunt. He prayed 3 times, and the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness." He was now clear on this issue. Did he pray the 4th time? No. For by the 3rd instant, the Lord has spoken on the issue and settled by his word. Paul did not decide anything according to his own knowledge. Rather, he dealt with God in prayer so as to ascertain what was his will concerning this particular matter. From the experiences of our Lord and the Apostle Paul, we discover one principle. If anyone wishes to know God, he must learn to have transactions with him. In other words, he needs to deal with God and to be dealt with by God. Many Christians carelessly let difficulties or problems pass by without receiving dealings from God. They do not know why he sends them this difficulty. These people may read the Bible daily, but they may just have the knowledge, but they are not aware of the mind of God. Their knowledge is clearly insufficient. For this cause, we must deal with God and receive dealings from God, and then shall we truly know him. Let me give you an example. We each have some particular sin which easily entangles us. Some are troubled by this sin, while others are caused to fall by that sin. Some cannot overcome pride, some cannot overcome jealousy, some cannot overcome ill temper, some cannot overcome the world, some cannot overcome the lust of the flesh. Each has his special sin. God is aware of it, and God knows that you are not able to overcome it. So in Romans 6:14, it says, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." And in Romans 8:1-2, it says, "There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made us free from the law of sin and death." So now you possess the knowledge of this scripture, but does it mean you can overcome your sin? The truth which we face is that we need to put it into practice. We cannot just have the knowledge. If another Christian were to come and ask you how to overcome sin, you must be able to speak from what you have learned rather than just quoting the scriptures. Hence, to overcome sin is not so straightforward, and you need to have the knowledge of the scriptures and understand how God is going to deal with you. And after that, if you can understand it, you will know how the power of God works. How then do we know God through his dealings? Suppose you are easily irritated and you go to God in prayer about this matter. At the same time, you ask someone for advice as how you may overcome this sin. The brother tells you you should ask God to eradicate the root of this sin of ill temper, just as you might do in pulling out a bad tooth. Well, if it is that simple, I think it would be wonderful good news for all of us. Sin will not be pulled out, but it will anchor firmer and deeper the more you pull. This kind of advice shows that the brethren do not have the experience. After you have received the advice, you pray to God that instead of the sin being uprooted, it gets deeper. And because you wanted to know why, so you will not overlook this, and you pray to God for an answer. You decide the dealings with God that God is working on you. You need to come to Him, prayer not once, but twice, but all three times. Ask Him what is the matter after all. In doing so, God will show you the truth of Romans 6:6, that He does not deal with the body of sin, but deals with the old man. He does not pull out the root of sin from the flesh, but crucifies the old man on the cross. After a while, you find yourself again in bad temper, so you seek out another brother for help. He may perhaps tell you that since your old man was crucified with Christ when he died, you can reckon yourself as already dead and you shall be an overcomer. With this new knowledge, when temptation comes again, you try to reckon as an overcomer. But again, the temper loses control. This method is also no use, although the Bible clearly states that in reckoning yourself as an overcomer, you're God-fearing, you can overcome. But when you seek the Lord again, He'll show you that the time of temptation when you regularly are reckoning is not now, it's not 2,000 years ago. Your heart should be at rest on the finished work of God, not your effort. It's the completed work that Christ has died for you. So knowing this, you have added knowledge and you pursue to continue. But as you continue working with the Lord, you fall again. And you start wondering, why am I having this old sin that keep coming back? And I keep on believing on the cross of Calvary, yet it come back again. And the Lord give you, pray to the Lord and seek the Lord, and the Lord show you. You need to understand that sin is but the fruit of a tree. And this tree bears different kind of fruits each month, in the sense that the roots of sin can produce many kinds of fruits. The root is one, but it multiplies day by day, and you're dealing not just with one, but other sins. When other sins grow, and you will return to your old habit again of having to deal with your bad temper. The manifestation of sins will increase, and your ill temper will come back. You might forget about dealing with your pride, dealing with jealousy, dealing with unclean thoughts, and many other sins. If you deal only with bad temper, the more you deal with it, you will be defeated. You need to deal with all your sins. Now, with this knowledge, you may assume that you're now traveling on the highway of victory and can therefore spend the rest of your life in peace. Unexpectedly, however, the sin will reappear and you'll fall again. This time is really critical for you now. You ask God one more and ask Him to deal with you. And after you prayed once and twice, God showed you a new revelation. How about your life after you have entered into victory? God here shows you that the finished work of Christ can only be maintained in fellowship with Him. He points out to you how your prayer and your reading of the Bible have fallen short. how you get up too late each day, and hence something is wrong with your daily communion with Him. God does not suggest that the work of Christ on the cross has fallen short. He only means to say that Christ has accomplished on the cross. It must be kept alive by your fellowship with Him. And after many days, you once more lose control of your temper. Again, you prayed and asked God to deal with you. This time, He may indicate to you that everything with you is fine, except that you have not kept one special command of His. It may be something which requires especially of you, but you make excuses, delay your obedience, and as a result, God allows you to lose your victory because of your disobedience. In this other regard, your former bad temper reappears. Therefore, brothers and sisters, do not think that because you disobeyed only once here and once there, you can expect victory in overcoming sin. It is important to know that the secret of victory is trust and obey. Any weakness at any point in obedience will undeniably weaken one's faith. So, brothers and sisters, we must know how to rest in Christ and the finished work of Calvary. We must know the corruption of the flesh. Don't depend too much on yourself. We also must know that sin is the root of a tree, and there are many different kinds of fruits it bears. And we must also maintain constant fellowship with God. And God wants our full obedience. We shouldn't delay. We need to trust and obey. And any weakness, it will affect us in this journey. Let us guard our hearts by maintaining a good relationship with God. Shall we pray? Lord God, thank you, Lord, for thy love and thy care. Help us, Lord, in this journey to maintain a good relationship with you and to learn, Lord, that everything that happened to us, there is a purpose for us. May we learn to know you and to accept the dealings that you have in our life, and may we be sensitive to thy spirit guidance. I thank you and close in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.